Hi there, this is Kathy York, and I have a question for you. When we turn the calendar over in January, will we have a couple of goals written there ready to pounce on them and get to work? Yes, we will, because we're starting today. Let's not overwhelm that puppy. Goal 8, start on your 2024 goals now. We all have those cast in stone items on our calendars, of course, our dental checkup in mid-April and Fluffy's annual at the vet in June, you know, like that. But we also have those I want to items, and that's where goal achieving comes in. Did you notice I didn't say goal setting in that last sentence? Well, anyone can set a target. My favorite, I say, is I want to visit Tranquility Base on the moon. Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. Reaching our objective is more complicated than simply setting it. According to U.S. News & World Report, we often give up on our New Year's resolutions by mid-February, and that's why I always offer a cohort of my Goals Accountability Blueprint training starting, the second week of February. But you don't have to wait that long to start the ball rolling for 2024. Let's rethink the process. Consider a goal as G-O-A-L, getting organized and leading. And you think, organized? Leading? Sure. When have you accomplished something without organizing the steps and taking the lead to make them happen? Never, right? So why should our next year be a jumble of random thoughts? Now, I've never been a fan of the New Year's game. In my opinion, the New Year's resolutions thing is a game. We say, ho-hum, it's January 1st. The next time I'm in a meeting, someone's going to ask me, how you doing on those resolutions? So we slap 13 items on a list, and of course we ensure we've already conquered at least one thing, and we call it done. And we have missed the point. You may ask, well, what is the point, Kathy? Okay, here's my point. This isn't the time to get super specific about our goals for next year, but it is the time to start herding those ducks. By December 31st, I want each of us to have a big goal for 2024, plus two smaller ones, and that is the getting organized part of G-O-A-L. Now that we're thinking about next year's objectives, remember the most important part. Pursue a goal we want to reach, not someone else's dream for us. And that's where the leading part comes in the G-O-A-L. Well, here's a mini, M-I-N-I, here's a mini project to complete by November 1st. In a small notebook, write down three goals or resolutions, if you prefer, you would like to reach next year. Okay, then four steps with pen and paper, no screens. We're talking real world because it's better remembery. Yeah, I invent words. I like that. Make sure each resolution is something you want to pursue. Place the date on each page so you can look back and see how you've progressed. And the big trick is don't tear out any pages. Even if it's something you're not going to use this time, keep all of your ideas available for later. On November 1st, I'll be back to discuss ways to keep our goals reasonable and achievable in ways you may not have considered. I'll see you then. I hope you'll find this project helpful as we work through this last quarter of 2023. By December 31st, you should have two or three goals to pursue next year. Cool. Now, before I go, would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post? Also, subscribe so you won't miss future goal tips or the notice when November's post is ready for you. And my promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. You're welcome to email me if you have questions about this post. And that email is kyork, kyork, at kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me because I know you're busy and I appreciate your time. I hope to hear from you soon. Let's chat.